Tattersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
So, England and Alistair Cook left looking a spent force. That's one of the headlines on this morning's papers. Captain cooked. Yet another humiliating defeat. That's another of the headlines. Where did England go from here? Let's talk about it in a bit more detail with cricket journalist Jamie Bowman. Morning to you, Jamie.
Morning.
Very apt headlines.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I mean, it's pretty much what a lot of us predicted, but maybe hoped against hope wouldn't happen. And yeah, it's going to be an uncomfortable Christmas for a few of those cricketers, not least Alistair Cook.
Well, the biggest headline is about him himself and whether he stays on as captain. Look, he's had lows, hasn't he, during that period in which he's taken charge of the team. He's had some good points as well. Has he reached an impassable point now, though?
It felt after the match when he was giving his post-match interviews that he didn't feel like a man who was particularly keen on taking this forward anymore, captaining to me. I mean, his body language and the way he was speaking was not great. I mean, obviously it's hard to be positive after you've been absolutely thrashed, but he's always had a huge swell of optimism, you know, to kind of base his career on, and he's come back from a lot of, people have been writing him off for the last few years now, and he's come back from a lot of you know, losing the one-day captaincy, for example, was a huge blow for him. But he's kept going, and he's had this amazing selfish streak, which, you know, you see in his batting, that have carried him through. But this time, it does feel like a step too far, I have to say.
Yeah, I mentioned some of the bad points he's had. The 2013-14 Ashes whitewashing Australia was particularly harrowing, wasn't it? Defeat by Sri Lanka at Headingley as well in the Test series. Is this the lowest of the low, though, this spanking by India?
I think the problem with this is that it's been brewing for a while. I mean, the England's performances at home, you know, often cover up how bad they can be away. Yes, we won in South Africa and we did very well over there, mainly due to, you know, some incredible performances from Ben Stokes. But when you look at when we travel to the subcontinent, when we travel to India, when we travel to Bangladesh, we do poorly, and we've done poorly for a good few years now. This was not a situation that's a rarity anymore. And England collapsed. If you look back at the last couple of seasons, there's been a lot of collapses. When England lose at the moment, they lose big, and that's what's the worrying thing. These games are not even tight. They seem to contrive new ways to lose absolutely massively and catastrophic, you know. I mean, to lose by an innings when you've scored 477 runs in your first innings is quite some feat, you know. And England need to find a way to stop this rot, because it keeps happening.
He sounds like a defeated man. Some of his quotes, he says, "I've got to decide if I'm the right man to take this team forward." Well, surely you're either 100% know that you are, or you don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting situation in terms of the fixtures as well, because he's got an unprecedented gap now, really. I mean, England do not, he doesn't play limited overs cricket for England anymore. So there's a gap now of, I think it's seven months. We don't play a test match until July, which is a huge gap for him to sit and ponder. I mean, obviously he's going to go home. Excuse me. Obviously going to go home over Christmas. You know, he enjoys being home. He's got a new child. He's got a farm which he enjoys working on. And I think, you know, he's going to spend some time with his family. And it's hard not to think that that's going to play a massive part in the decision he makes next. And it's hard to see how that can be anything but relinquishing the captaincy.
Is it purely his decision? Will there be calls from the higher end of the cricket echelons for maybe him to step aside?
I don't think so. I mean, he's got a very close relationship with Andrew Strauss, and Strauss, you know, sees him as his you know, trusted lieutenant, as he always has since he has when they were players, and I think I think Alistair Cook has earned the right almost to make his own choice, if you know what I mean. He you know, he's been an exceptional batsman, an exceptional servant to English cricket, and we have won a lot of games under his captaincy. You know, he's captained England more times than anyone else, so he does deserve, I think, to kind of write the ending himself, if you know what I mean. What I would like to happen is that he's not. He doesn't retire from cricket altogether. He still has something to give. He's not that old. People forget. He's been around for a long time, but he's only in his early 30s, which really, for always used to be considered the peak for an opening batsman. So there is no reason whatsoever why he still can't continue batting for England and batting for a long time. He has incredible fitness levels. He rarely seems to get injured. And who knows? I mean, relinquishing the captaincy may take some pressure off him, and we may see those enormous scores that we used to see from a few years ago.
Joe Root is being touted as the heir apparent. Is he the only choice?
I think so. I mean, it's pretty much a done deal. You saw that whenever Alistair Cook was off the field in India, Root took over. I mean, Root is undeniably, you know, England's finest batsman at the moment and one of the finest batsmen in the world. But he's got some questions to ask himself as well over this Christmas period. He has a habit of getting himself out now. He reaches 50, no problem at all. It's going on and pushing on and making those big centuries like Kohli did for India, who you know, many see them as rivals for who is the best batsman in the world at the moment. And he needs to look at Kohli and look at how Kohli really built some huge mammoth scores to help his team get over the line, and think about how he can do that. Maybe captaincy will give him that extra responsibility. Who knows? It can be a blessing in disguise, or it could, you know, weigh him down. Hopefully, it will be the former.
So it's Christmas at home for the England team this year. In a year's time, they'll be out in Australia. Let's hope things have changed a little bit by then, Jamie.
Well, I hope so. I'm hoping to get out there next year. It's my, I think the day-night test starts on my 40th birthday. So that's a sign, isn't it? I've got to be there somehow.
That's an excuse to go. What a great treat. Jamie, have a happy Christmas. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Happy Christmas to you and happy Christmas to the listeners. Thank you.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff. Radio City Talk.